I'd like you to settle yourself down into a nice, calm, comfortable position. And when you're in that perfect position for you, I want you to allow your eyes to close down. Because I want you to begin to slowly focus on nothing more than just your breathing. I want you to let yourself zero in on the idea of just being comfortable. Now, there have been many times, many places, many situations where you felt so comfortable that nothing else mattered except that comfort. And you might be able to think of them right now and let your subconscious mind present to you one such situation. A situation where you really experienced that sense of physical and mental calmness and comfort. And you can recall and re-experience all those sensations, the sights, the sounds, the feelings, which go alongside being extremely comfortable. And you might even recall where you first experienced those feelings of profound relaxation, covering your body, the feeling of every muscle in whichever part of you, just loosening up, letting go. Laying flat, like a rubber band, very deeply relaxed. And very likely that part of your body that needed the relaxation most will re-experience it first. And that feeling of every nerve in that part of your body becoming very, very quiet, peaceful. Not doing anything more than is absolutely necessary. And you might wonder which direction that relaxation may move through your body. Whether you experience it all at once, like a flow of comfort peacefully moving through you. And soon you'll get that feeling. That feeling that you don't even have to be aware of it anymore. You can simply allow yourself to become a part of that relaxation as it becomes part of you. And it might be interesting for you to discover for yourself that you don't even need to listen to me. Because what your conscious mind does now is not at all important. Maybe your conscious mind just wants to curl up in a nice cozy corner and drift off to sleep for a while, or go as far away as it likes, the way you may have done as a kid, perhaps in a school classroom when you sat there and looked out of the window. Allowed your mind to drift as far away from that classroom as it could possibly get, to some other place that you'd rather be. And you may have lost track of what was actually being said, but it didn't matter. Your subconscious mind was picking up everything that was being said, as it's doing right now. And your subconscious mind is here with me. And it can hear me and respond in its own time, in its own comfortable way. And you can enjoy whatever it is that you're experiencing. And right now, you can enjoy whatever sensations, a heaviness or a lightness, a warmth or a coolness, and just let them become part of your relaxation and comfort. You can go as deeply down as you need to at this time, for whatever it is your subconscious mind wants to do to help you to enjoy this experience. And you might enjoy that experience of going so deeply into comfort that it seems that you are just all mind, without a body. A mind floating in space and time, completely free, able to move whenever and wherever it wants to go. That's right. And I wonder what your subconscious mind wants to explore right now. I wonder which doors it wants to open. Perhaps taking a quick look through all of those filing cabinets in the corner of that data processing system that is your mind. Searching through all of those files, examining things that stay the way they are, discovering those things that need to be updated, learning what needs to be erased, which items can be eliminated. And it's comforting for you to discover for yourself that you can really let go of what you don't need. And your subconscious mind can do this in its own time and in its own way. And you can continue to rest even more comfortably as it does so, just knowing that you can rely on your subconscious mind to adjust, to adapt, to do the things that need to be done. And you can begin to explore your capabilities that you never suspected you had, but which had been there all the time. To find out for yourself a very deep sense of just who and what you are. And what you are capable of doing, all of those things. Perhaps you just weren't aware of them before, but your subconscious mind can make them all available to you at the time that you need them, at the time that's right for you now, as you enjoy just comfortably drifting along. Wherever you are, in time and space, just enjoying the restfulness of not having to do anything particular right now. I believe that for quite some time now, you've been striving to be and to do the very best that you can be and do, never really paying any attention. Particular attention to the fact that your best is more than good enough for so many people. Perhaps on a deeper level of mind, you're already unconsciously knowing that the only person who's really making these ultra high level of demands on you to do better is you. Perfectionism is often considered a positive quality by those unconcerned with the trait. However, for those who are held in the grip of having to cross-check everything they do and analyze every decision they make in order to ensure that it's the best it can possibly be, the perfectionism trait can cause anxiety, frustration, stress, sleepless nights, self-recrimination, many other negative features. And no matter what you do, you always feel that you could have done better. Better than you did. And you keep pushing yourself so hard to achieve the standard you've set for yourself. Instead of simply accepting that you are a normal human being who can only do so much. In some way, it's almost as though you're two separate people. You are the taskmaster and the slave. One beating the other up by pushing and goading the other, obediently doing whatever can be done and always trying to do better or more. You may feel that you have to live up to other people's expectations of you, or worrying about letting them down, when really, anyone who respects you, anyone who cares deeply about you, wants only one thing for you, and that is for you to be happy. So as you see, those expectations that you work so hard to fulfill are often really just your own expectations. And it's time now for you to be kinder to yourself by easing the pressure and the fact that you're listening right now means that on some level you've already recognized this. You know this to be true. And you've made a conscious decision to become happier and a more self-accepting person. And by recognizing this to be true, you're already well on your way to becoming a true friend to yourself. Because that's what's needed right now. Here and now, I want you to make a pledge to yourself. Tell yourself that from this moment forward, you're going to treat yourself more kindly. To accept that you are absolutely good enough already. And the way that you act is good enough. The way that you think is good enough. In fact, everything about you is good enough. And you deserve to be proud of yourself as you are now. Not only because you're kind to yourself, but you're now kind to others. So be your own best friend. Do good things for yourself. Be kind to yourself. Relieve yourself of that unnecessary pressure to be perfect. Because it really doesn't need to be necessary. Perfect is subjective. It's different for us all. Whenever you feel anxious about anything, you're going to realize that the reason you now feel so anxious is because you're saying to yourself, you're telling yourself, I must succeed. I must do this or I must do that. This is expected of me. I should be more like this. What would other people think if? You will now clearly see and fully accept that your anxiety, the stress, the sleepless nights often come from your own self-statement. Those words that you speak to yourself. It doesn't come from anywhere else but from your own self-statement. You begin to realize that it's you that's making yourself feel anxious. It doesn't come from other people. You allow yourself to feel anxious by demanding that something must go perfectly well, or something should never happen, or it should happen, or I should do this, or I should do that. It is your own demands that often make you feel anxious. It's you and the self-talk. Therefore, if it's your own self-talk, you can control it. You can change it. You're going to realize that I make myself anxious. And I don't have to keep making myself anxious. I can give up on my demands, my musts, my should, my ought to do this and that. If I can accept what actually is, accepting the way the things are, then I won't feel anxious. I can always make myself feel more relaxed and calm by giving up on my musts and by relaxing. I can want and wish for things, but not insisting, not needing, not demanding about them. You're going to keep telling yourself, I can ask for things, I can wish, but I don't absolutely need what I want. I never need what I want. There's nothing I must have. There's nothing I must avoid, including stress and anxiety. Naturally, I'd like to get rid of this unease, but I can get rid of this worry. I'm going to get rid of it by telling myself I must not be anxious. I'm actually focusing on that anxiety, and that means I will be anxious. Anxiety and panic will not kill me. There are plenty of things, unpleasant things in the world that I don't like, but I can stand them, I can tolerate them, I don't have to absolutely get rid of them. I just have to let them go. Learn how not to react to them. Learn how to react better. If I feel anxious, then I feel anxious. It's not a big deal because I can control my own emotional destiny. As long as I feel that I don't have to do anything perfectly or have to conform to anything, that's what bothers me. That I have to do this, have to do that, have to get fully rid of anxiety, have to be perfect. In your everyday life, whenever you feel anxious, you'll take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at what it is that's making you feel anxious. And in that moment, you can give up on your demands and your musts. You'll question your ideas and your thoughts that I must do this and I must do that. You will keep asking yourself, why? Why must I be like this? Why must I do that? It would be nice if people approved of this or that, but they don't have to. I don't need that approval. And if people do criticize me, or think that I'm wrong to do this or that, then that's their issue, not mine. I don't need their approval. I'd like it, but I don't need it. But I'd also like to feel relaxed and calm, and there's no reason why I must be all the time. It's just preferable. Whenever you feel anxious about anything or think I must do this, I must do that, you're going to notice what it is that you're getting bothered about. You're going to see, to feel what it is that you're getting bothered about. And then realize that you are demanding something. You are saying to yourself, it must be so. It must be perfect. And in that moment, you're going to stop. You're going to tell yourself, it does not have to be so. I don't need to hold on to this nonsense. If these things happen, then they happen. I can remain calm in spite of challenges and hassles. From now on, you're going to keep using your head, your clear thinking ability to focus and to concentrate on letting go of that anxiety. Just as simply as you're listening to me right now. Your focus upon yourself and your thoughts and positive reactions will get better and better. And you'll naturally feel more and more in control of your thoughts, feelings, and your reactions. You will continue to realize that you often create anxiety to do something. You make yourself feel upset, overwhelmed, overly stressed, but you don't have to keep doing so. You can let go of those negative thoughts. You can always change your thoughts towards positive ones. And you can always relax and not take anyone or anything too seriously. And this is what you'll remember. This is what you will focus on now when you're out of this relaxed state. This is the idea you will take along with you every day. I control me. I control my thoughts. I don't have to upset myself about anything. And if I do get upset with my own thoughts, then too bad. I'll not be upset for long. It's not going to ruin my day, my life, or hurt me. I can focus on positive thoughts, because I am good enough. From this day on, you're going to find that confidence. That confidence within yourself. That confidence that isn't just an act. That confidence that isn't just a coat that you put on and wear in certain situations. I'm talking about deep down self-belief. You, as a person, becoming stronger and stronger each day. You're going to find yourself far less concerned about other people's opinions of you. You'll gain a much clearer perspective, a better sense of proportion, beginning to recognize and to understand that whatever other people think or feel is their concern. It's part of their lives, part of their attitudes in the past. You might have been unfairly judged. We all have been at some point or another. And in the future too, you will be misjudged. As we all might be. But that misjudgment, it doesn't change a thing. It doesn't alter any facts about us. It doesn't change the real you. If someone else misjudges you at some point, that's their own error. It's their own error of judgment. They've made a mistake. And you don't mind allowing people to make mistakes, because that's how they learn. You don't mind people being wrong sometimes, because they can be corrected. You know what's deep inside yourself. You understand your true integrity, your true self, the real you. What others imagine they see, that's the product of their own experiences of life. Their own attitudes, their own fears and expectations, it's their thoughts. Just their thoughts, and nothing more than their own thoughts. And guess what? You're not responsible for their thoughts. So it's worth remembering that nothing that we see or hear, or even imagine that we see or hear, can change us. Nothing that we perceive in the outside world can hurt us, alter us. Only by acting upon these things can we change. Nothing that we see or hear can hurt us or change us. Even what I'm saying right here to you now cannot change you unless you react to these things. Only by reacting to these things can you do that. Only acting upon the things that we see and hear can change us. And you have free choice to decide whether or not to act upon things. And thinking about things is acting upon them. And you have free choice to decide which things to act upon, which things to react to, and which things to ignore. And the things you now choose to ignore will become a matter of complete indifference to you. Those things that you now choose to ignore, to let go of, will always remain a complete matter of indifference. And day by day, you will increasingly do what you enjoy doing, rather than what other people think you ought to do in life. Of course it would be nice if other people approved of everything you did. But it's not necessary for your happiness. for you to be loved or approved of by almost everyone for almost everything you do. You know deep down what it is that makes you happy, that makes your life enjoyable. And this is what you should do. So as each day passes, you'll become increasingly competent as you try to better your own performance. Do things because they bring pleasure and rewards. Give up the notion of trying to be thoroughly competent, thoroughly adequate, absolutely achieving. Try to do, rather than to do perfectly. And accept any disappointments as undesirable, but not dreadful, because they're lessons. Those moments teach you how to grow. And you are a worthwhile, valuable person because you exist as a human being, not because of how well you do something. You are worthwhile within yourself, completely aside from any performances. And day by day, you will find it easier to accept that you are a fallible human being, just like the rest of us, and therefore you are likely to make mistakes. And you'll be able to learn from those mistakes and become increasingly successful as a result. Because you can accept that as a human being you're fallible, you'll find it completely unnecessary to blame yourself for everything. Self-blame is completely unhelpful. It's destructive. And when conditions are not as you would like them to be, you will be able, wherever possible, to change them for the better. And when for the moment things cannot be changed, you will be able to accept the moment calmly, realizing that any stress, anxiety, anger, and frustration in the moment would be making you feel miserable for nothing. Of course, it would be nice if things were going the way you want, but if they're not, it's not catastrophic. You will be able to observe the situation, accept it, and then determinedly work to improve it. Every day you will become more and more successful in feeding positive, constructive thoughts into your mind. You will accept more and more strongly that you are responsible for your emotions, that you decide whether to feel happy or miserable. It's not external events that make you feel happy or sad, but it's the attitude you take to these events. Any misery is caused by irrational thinking. And any negative sentences you speak to yourself. So gradually you will find less and less need to worry about future problems, many of which may be quite imaginary, and you'll be able to determine the real dangers about the things you fear and see what the probabilities are of them actually occurring. Because most of the things we worry about never actually happen. So we allow ourselves to feel miserable for nothing. From now on, you'll find yourself becoming more and more successful in overcoming such pointless worry. You'll become increasingly able to face up to the challenges, the responsibilities of life, able to determine for yourself what the truly necessary activities of life are, and no matter how unpleasant they may feel in the moment, you'll be able to perform them, unrebelliously and promptly, and as you do so, you'll feel this ever-growing sense of accomplishment. With every passing day, the irrationalities of the past will influence your life less and less. You will reject more and more strongly the idea that the past is all important, and you'll realize very powerfully that just because something once strongly affected you, there is no reason why it should continue to do so indefinitely because you're a different person now. You're a different person from the one you were in the past. And you can now successfully cope with things which may have previously upset you. And with ever-increasing frequency, you'll be able to accept people and things as they are, seeing that compromise and reasonable solutions are necessary. And you'll be able to give up the notion that it's catastrophic if perfect solutions to life's challenges are not discovered immediately. And as each day passes, you'll find yourself making definite attempts to become absorbed in people or things outside of yourself, perhaps even outside of professional pursuits, to make our lives happy and fulfilling. We need a purpose. We need some personal goals, however big or small they may be. And you will be able to enjoy seeking and finding these goals and this purpose for yourself. So I want you to take a moment just to thank yourself for relaxing into this deep hypnotic session. Because in a moment I'll simply count you back up and out of this level of relaxation as I count the numbers from 1 to 5. And you'll then have full control, flexibility and coordination through your entire physical body once again. So getting ready now to really notice the difference of coming back up and out into fully awakened consciousness in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, eyes open on 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Welcome back.